listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson.
First off, I think before I talk about this show, I should do a recap of the first two seasons, because I had never rated or reviewed this show before, but I have watched it and I just finished the third season. So I should probably give you a review of this. And of course, if you're wondering, what are you talking about? That if you're blind, you cannot see where you've clicked on your player. We're talking about Blood and Water. Three seasons out, an incredible show, averaging six episodes a season. A great show. Truly a great show. One of South Africa's best performing shows on Netflix by far. And I'm not surprised if they keep getting better and bigger. Seems like they got a great budget from Netflix and they're doing a fantastic job. Okay, the recap of the show is there's two girls, or this girl here, for example. Buleng of the Khumalo family is frustrated. I'm giving you a brief of the first season and second season before I talk about what's happening now, so bear with me for a second. Buleng Khumalo is sort of sick and tired of her family celebrating her sister's birthday, who was kidnapped 18 years ago during moments after her birth. And for some sort of reason, while out at a party, she stumbles on someone who she thinks looks like her. Anyway, but personally, they don't actually look that much, but whatever. And she starts being a serial stalker of some sort, stalking this girl, Phil. And then, long story short, the first season, truth comes out that they're actually related, and she was kidnapped in the beginning by a human trafficking organization of some sort. And to make matters worse, of course, I'm skipping through stuff real fast. In order for her to find out more, she ends up transferring her school to this figure person's, or her sister, alleged sister, before she finds out, school, where she meets countless of people who become her friends in a way. She meets Wade, KB, Chris, Reese, Wendy. And they sort of make a bond, friendship. And of course, once you delve into more of the story, you find out how all these people are intertwined. And the plot twist of it, the main culprits, I'm spoiling shit now, are KB's parents. Of course, Figile's parent, or mother per se, sort of took a hand in kidnapping Figile from her parents. And to make things worse, Phila's father, who's Mr. Khumalo, is not actually her biological father. Some guy shows up in season three, and you'll find out more about that. I will not spoil you on that part, but I probably did. But if you have not watched the first and second season, I don't know why you're even listening to this, mate. You should have watched the first two seasons. And I'm doing you justice if you have not watched it for some weird reason, trying to give you a recap. Anyway, long story short, Figile finds out she's sister with Pumle, and Buleng, right? So Figile finds out she's friends with Buleng, and they have beef a little bit, and then there's some sexual teenage tension or drama. Buleng dates KB, and then she dates Wade, she kisses Wade, this tension, and then Chris dates Wendy. He's bisexual, he's dating everybody apparently. Reese is a drug dealer, her mother is in a psychiatric hospital and she's got to do drugs. Wade's mother, it happens to be the school's principal, and she's got to protect these kids because she's a principal of you know, posh kids, really highly privileged, highly wealthy kids who think they can get away with everything apparently, and they throw big parties and yachts and shit. One of them is living on their own in a big ass mansion by the beach. It's just so I get so jealous and boiled rage, really. Anyway, without going jibby jabber, we move on to third season. I think I've caught you up without spoiling a lot of shit. Okay, we're in the third season. Figile, her identity has been discovered. Now she's looking for a biological father. Puling is happy to have a sister. We've recently discovered that Puling's father, or Puling and Figile, don't share a father, which means Tandega. Puling and Figile's mother did a two-timer double crosser, and which could be one of the reasons why Mr. Khumalo, Puleng's father, tried to sell Figile in the beginning, but he didn't stop it in a whole complication. You should probably watch the first and second season to find out more in detail. I will not dwell into that more. Long story short, anyway, now here's the facts that we know. Figile and Puleng are sisters. They're related. That's great. Of course, there's some tension between Figile and Tandega and her trying to bond. And of course, Figile's adopted mother sort of runs away or gets kidnapped by KB's mother, who's really cold-blooded. My gosh, she's a cold-blooded beast. And of course, she shows up later on in the, I think, fourth or third episode, and causes a whole bunch of mayhem. And of course, there's a bunch of dirty cops, and I will not reveal who to make things a bit more spicy and more delicious for you. So I'm going to make this recap or this review 10 minutes or less without being a prick and without spoiling too much detail. Well, one thing's for sure, there's a lot of human trafficking, there's a lot of sex trafficking, and there's a lot of kidnapping, there's a lot of money involved, and there's a lot of deaths in it. Of course, someone dies in the show. I will not tell you, but I will say it will affect Puleng very much. And of course, her relationship with Wade. Wade happens to be a virgin, and he's struggling to commit sexually with Puleng. KB's totally madly in love with Puleng, and Puleng is confused. He has some sort of vibe with her. And it just get crazy and crazy. And of course, Chris starts dating Wendy, and she wins a scholarship to go to Spain. Reese is in so much debt with her drug dealer, and she almost gets expelled for selling drugs. There's a police raid. People get caught. Puleng gets kidnapped, almost sold away as a sex slave of some sort in some harbor on some ship. A lot of shit happens. Wade goes on a rant. He becomes a fucking ninja out here doing somersaults, climbing roofs, doing some spy James Bondy shit, tracking trucks, stashing phones in trucks with people with guns and people getting stabbed in the eye. Oh, a whole bunch of gruesome shit is happening here. A bunch of girls getting naked, being splashed with water. Oh my goodness. It's just chaotic in a way. And I'm just beating up the bush. It's really beautiful. Well written. Incredible. I will say this. This is a pretty well done, well run ship. Netflix have done an incredible job. Of course, Puleng's sister cousin shows up, and he tries to put a void. He happens to be gay, I'm assuming, or bisexual. I couldn't get the attention, but I think he's gay. And we all know Chris is bisexual, and he's dating Wendy in a long-distance relationship of some sort. And they don't know what the thing is, and they're just confused. What else? Of course, there's this drama link or sexual tension, sexual vibe between Chris and Puleng's cousin who shows up. And of course, I don't want to spoil that. I almost talked about who died. I don't want to do that. I'll let you have it. Of course, Puleng's little brother goes to Parkhurst, and she's part of the whole schooling system and shit. He gets bullied a little. Okay, now I'm all over the place, so it makes it confusing because I'm not talking events, how they sort of line up. I'm just trying to give you a brief detail, pretty much spoiling the show for you. Of course, there's a bunch of bullying. Wade's mother gets fired because some auditor investigator comes up and sees a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, there's a backstabbing. Oh, there's so much work here. So if you have not watched this show, I don't know what's wrong with you. honestly don't know what is wrong with you. Like, are you okay in the medulla oblongata? Yes, I know. I said the medulla oblongata. So, yeah, you should be concerned about yourself. Very concerned. Like, why don't you know what's happening with the show? Like, it's an incredible show. Okay, I've beat it around the bush for too long. I've reached my 10-minute mark. Hope I did this show justice by going through a swift and thorough review. Of course, I've left out a few things, and I just realized I practically changed my accent throughout the whole process. And I apologize for that if somehow you got lost in interpretation or understanding. I don't know what's the right terminology here. I don't know. Anyway, I cannot wait for season 4. When it will come, I do not know. Could be next year. Who knows? Hopefully it comes. Because this story, the plot keeps getting thicker and thicker. Just when you thought the bad guys were cut and the kidnapping syndicate is done and dusted, new stuff gets unveiled. And people we think are from the good side happen to be part of the bad side. So it's just a delicious drama. Teenage drama. Made to perfection. But I have a few concerns. Okay. We're done with the story. Now here are my couple of concerns. Why the fuck? I know these kids. I know Chris's parents are traveling the world, so we can throw parties and stuff. What the fuck is social services doing? These kids can go to parties. They're in high school, by the way. They can sleep over at friends. I guess it happens when you're posh. But when you're filthy rich, you can sleep at whatever you want. You can become a private investigator and start following people, becoming James Bond and bloody John Wick. Yeah, she was bloody John. She was stabbing people with forks. Not forks, I'm just joking. With bucket wires and shit. Beating people. Someone beat someone with a pot. And a camera stand. Like, totally mauled it. Like, killed him. I don't even know what I was saying. I lost train of thought. I just started ranting again. Rambling. Right. All right. I was saying about the few things I was complaining about. The amount of party these kids go through. It's bothersome to me. Like how a bunch of 3 kids. Hey. Fuck it. We'll say there's an adult kid because Bulane's cousin sort of helps. But he's not over 25. Just finished college. So I can assume if he just finished college, he's not over 25. He's probably 24, 23 at most. Unless he's a grade repeater of some sort. So. It seems perfectly normal for a 23-year-old with a bunch of 17-year-olds and 16-year-olds and 18-year-olds renting a fucking place for... I guess money talks, really. I don't know why I'm complaining. Money bloody talks. Ooh, but the drama, the family drama in here. Imagine finding out that your parents are kidnappers and most of their wealth that you live in, that you flex with, it's probably from trafficking young boys and girls, sexually, whatever way these rich people that take people to lavish lands do. Now, I'm not saying they're giving Dubai a bad name, but I was saying that's where they take all the people they kidnap. Maybe that's the case, but I'm no expert, so I'm not going to put my word out there for saying that. I'm just saying. And it's just a show. No need to lose your wits over it. Calm the fuck down. Now, imagine if you're Garabo, if you're KB, and you find out that your parents kidnapped your former girlfriend, who you are very much still in love with, to silence her from unveiling that they're criminals. Now, that's a moral dilemma. You protect the woman you love, but doesn't love you back anymore in such a way. Or do you protect your parents, who've given you a great life with money they've acquired by practically being slave owners of some sort, practically hurting people, practically kidnapping people, babies, teenagers, a whole bunch of people. And then there's your childhood best friend who was kidnapped by your parents and given to her adopted parents from your girlfriend's family. That's a hell of a triangle. And to make that even worse, you used to date your best friend. And now your sister, that's Figile, Puleng's sister, now dated KB. That happens in the first and second season. Calm down. They basically, KB had box from the two sisters. I'm just saying, KB smashed Puleng and smashed Figile. My God, this guy is a fucking king. He smashed two sisters. Okay. We'll say that they didn't know. But Puleng had suspicions. And she had known this nigga smashed this nigga. And she still smashed him anyway. Because they're cool now, they're friends. Man, this Garabo character is a pimp. Maybe that's why, because he's a pimp, because his father and mother are human traffickers. That's why he's a fucking pimp. He's smashing sister and sister. I'm surprised this dude didn't smash Tandeka. Jesus, this guy was... Okay, I'm overdoing it. And then it comes Wade in there, who's being clowned for being a virgin and is losing his... Like, dudes has an opportunity to get laid. Like, Puleng literally says, let's get in the backseat, my dude. Literally gets on top of him, caresses him, reaches for his penis. I don't know. And then he's like, I'm not doing this. And of course, there's a whole part where he's caught trying to watch porn by his mother, who happens to be the principal. Principal Daniels, of course. So this is quite an interesting show. And I realize, if you're listening to this, like, this dude is all over the place. He's talking about one thing and one thing. Wasn't he about to end the show 7 minutes ago? But now he's on a continuous, useless rant. Right. Oh, now I'm basically looking at the characters more closely. Like, for instance, Puleng's father, Mr. Kumalo, tries to give away his daughter. Unsure. Fine. Even if this daughter is not yours and you have doubts, you try to put away for adoption. Basically, you're not putting away for adoption. You're selling her. The fact that you thought of it is just crazy. And you're not even going to tell your wife about it. God damn, dude. God damn. Crazy. And this poor girl basically has four parents. Her adopted parents, her real parents. She has two dads, who she thinks is her dad. Only to find out it's not her dad. We gotta go look for some mystical character person again. Oof. Imagine. Imagine finding out that your mother and father are not your mother and father. And then you get told these are your mother and father. And only to find out, yes, that's my mother. That's also not my dad. Now you gotta confront your new mom to tell you where your new dad is. Where your actual biological dad is. And at the same time, your mother's been kidnapped. Your adopted mother, the mother you thought was yours for all your life, is kidnapped. And somehow the police say she faked her own kidnapping while she was in police custody. Really? Really? Of course, you will later find out there's a dirty cop in the mix. Of course, I already said I wouldn't reveal that. Oh my God, I'm spoiling shit. Okay, before I ruin the show for everybody, I'm gonna call it a day. Remember to support the podcast on Patreon. I'll leave the link in the description. As always, wherever you're listening to, if they have an option to rate, like, share, do whatever you can to spread the word. I'm your host, Reese Chanson. Let's hang out at another time. Adios. Life is a series of moments, and moments pass. So enjoy each moment as if it was your last. Now that was entertaining. You just listened
to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon, and let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.